Life can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to More Than Ordinary, presented by Seven Generation Games. I'm Maria Burns-Ortiz.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeMars. Back us on Kickstarter, if you didn't yet. And we have another amazing guest today, Dean Dufanay Jr., and running an amazing organization called All Star Vets. So welcome, Dean.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So you are a military veteran, 4 years in the Marines. You came out, you have now started a program to work with veterans. So can you tell us about that a little bit?
Absolutely, yeah. So I've been in the nonprofit sector working with veterans for better part of 10 years now. More so in the area of getting veterans engaged with mental health services, transitional housing services, and employment services through primarily working with the underserved of the veteran population, homeless, unemployed, underemployed, things of that nature. And in my time there, I noticed that there's a gap in services and how we get veterans healthy and what we do for them in terms of, doing something other than the traditional medical model, which the VA provides, which is, you know, a lot of prescription pain medications, which have a lot of harmful effects. And I think that's finally coming out to be a little bit more mainstream now, as well as, you know, sit them on the couch and ask them how they feel about their time in service and all that. And, you know, although there's a place for each of those modalities, I'll call them, there, I saw a gap and a need for something more than what's being offered to them to date. So that's where All Star Vets came about. I've always had an urge to do something of my own. I was wondering what could I do where I could still serve my veterans, but do it in a way that is unique and something that I can be 100% passionate about once I do it. And it was kind of always right in front of me. I just didn't realize it. I kind of had an epiphany one day about how to do that. And I'm a lifelong athlete. I've coached, I've officiated at every level. And when I'm not doing those things, I'm watching my kids play. When they're not playing, we're at home watching the Little League World Series or something else. Those are all great and positive things that our veterans can and should be doing in order to help them recover and heal from the things that they go through in the military, whether they're combat or not combat. So I started to get online and do some research about, you know, any groups doing that sort of thing. And I found a few. I reached directly out to their leadership and kind of get an idea of understanding how they put it together and everything. And so since I saw it was a feasible thing to do, I decided to go about it. And I got my 501c3 status last May 20th of 2016. And we've formed a very strong board of directors now, and we're focusing on really building the foundation of the organization to make it sustainable for the long haul, and that we're just not one of the fly-by-night, you know, here one day, gone the next nonprofits, because this is really my passion. This is really me trying to take a shot at building something of my own and something that I can do what I love and love what I do type of thing, where I'm not forced into a job where I have to be there just to put food on the table and all that. So I'm kind of chasing my dream with this. There's a spot for us in the whole scope of services for veterans. There is a place for All Star Vets. There's no doubt about it. And now it's just a matter of, you know, getting some good guidance from people like yourself and have a wealth of expertise to lend to help somebody like me who's just starting out. And I know about the nonprofit sector. This is the first time I've ever taken a leap of faith to make something happen on my own like this.
Hey there, it's Maria, your more than ordinary co-host and CEO of Seven Generation Games, asking you to please back our Kickstarter for Aztec Games. Now, through September 5th, you can help us reach our goal and get Aztec Games out faster and further. Give a dollar and get our first two games in the Aztec series. For $25, you can get your name in the credits. That makes you, like, a tiny bit internet famous, and you'll be supporting a whole classroom to get the games. With rewards from a dollar and up, you can get cool stuff, not to mention our undying appreciation. You could even score yourself a spot right here on this very podcast. Just go to 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter.
Well, and there are a couple of there's a couple people who have been on our podcast who I talked to who are quite interested in talking to you. So I'm going to connect you with both of them. Roy Hash, who was a 26-year veteran in the Army, 20 years in Special Forces, is now one of the top Call of Duty players in the country, as well as you having a full-time job. So he has some friends who are involved with something called, I believe, Valor Clinic, that's doing something similar to you in the Pacific Northwest. So Roy said he was very in favor of what you're doing, and he also agreed that you have a lot of people who come out of the military, and you and I were talking about it one day, that they're part of a tribe, for lack of a better word. They're part of a group of people that's got their back. They've got a lot organized for them. And even if they don't come out with mental health issues per se, all of a sudden they're kind of cut loose. And a lot of them went in young. And so you're offering an organization where they can come in and they can be part of softball tournaments, or, you know, come in and box and be with a bunch of other people who have similar experiences and be part of a group again and not be identified as, oh, these are the wounded warriors. I mean, you know, it's good that you have things for people with disabilities, but, you know, Willie Davis, who we'll have to get on here sometime, you may know him, he's from Turtle Mountain as well. And one of the things he always talks about, being a person, you know, who uses a wheelchair, is that people with disabilities don't want to be segregated. They don't want to be, this is the thing for the people with mental illness and this is the thing for the people with physical disabilities. They would like to be out with everybody else, playing in a pool tournament or watching a softball game. And I think one thing you've got that's a little different from some of those organizations is you're not just focused on people with disabilities, whether mental or physical. You're for all veterans, right?
That's a good point. Yeah, absolutely. You know, my co-founder, his name is Marcus Chischilly. He's also Native American, Navajo Nation, and he just medically retired as a sergeant last May. And Marcus, he was a little bit of an anomaly in that he was a Marine and he served his time and everything, but I would probably say 90% of anybody who served in the military has some kind of a background in sports. You know, they've done something, whether it's cross country, football, the mainstream stuff, but they have some kind of a background in it. What was interesting, he didn't have that. He went to, he did multiple tours overseas, and he stepped on a pressure plated IED, that's an improvised explosive device, and it blew off his leg above the knee. So he discovered sports through the hospitals that were offering it as a recovery mechanism. He'd never played sports before that, which was interesting. But he's the poster child of all-star vets, really. He used sports as his recovery. So he got introduced to wheelchair basketball, and he played in the Warrior Games with that, and they won a gold medal with the Marine Corps team a couple years ago. He also hand cycles marathon, so he does the Boston Marathon every year, and he hand cycles that bad boy. He is vying for a spot on the U.S. Paralympic surf team for the 2020 Games, and so I kind of dub him as the Jim Thorpe of adaptive sports, because he does everything. He golfs and he just does everything. But Marcus, he agreed, you know, he agreed that there's a lot for the disabled vet population. They kind of roll out the red carpet for them now. You know, they're getting a lot of mainstream recognition. I think it's Prince Harry puts on the Invictus Games now, where it's basically like an Olympic Games for disabled veterans. And he said it himself. He said he serves with a lot of guys who say, great for you, bro. You know, you got the Invictus Games, and you got the Warrior Games, and you've got all this stuff going on. Me, all I have is, you know, PTSD. I don't have any physical disabilities. I don't have any missing limbs. I don't have any of those things. So there's nothing out there for me. And Marcus kind of hit him close to home, and he's like, that's so true. It's so true that there's a lot going on for the adaptive community or the disabled community. But there wasn't a lot going on for people that didn't have those things going on. So we agreed that we can create that space.
Irma the intern here. I grew up in a household where my parents are bilingual, but to be honest, my Spanish isn't as good as I'd like. That's why I love Aztec Games, because it's helping me improve my Spanish as well as brush up on math and history. And that's why I'm backing it on Kickstarter. You should too. Just go to 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter today. For as little as $1, $1 you can get Aztec Games and get better at Spanish or math or history or gaming. Aztec Games on Kickstarter. Back it today.
So far, somebody comes to me, I usually will just talk to them as a vet, you know, just talk to them, get to know them a little bit. I don't go right into trying to plug them in somewhere. I always want to try to get to know the vets as much as I can, just to understand their background a little bit and things like that. That's the kind of social worker in me, you know, that always wants to kind of get that backstory from them a little bit. But I want to find out what are their interests, you know. And it's funny that you mentioned the gaming a little earlier with the Call of Duty. I have, we are circulating a survey through the San Diego Veterans Coalition here that has over 150 member organizations, and we're asking those kind of questions to that body of organizations. So we're circulating that to find out what the interest would be if we hosted a Madden tournament, you know, or a Call of Duty competition. I don't know if they do tournaments or how they do them. But we're trying to find that out in the community here because we want to engage the younger vets. And I guess, you know, it's not just the younger vets that are into gaming anymore either. So it's been a lot of the mainstream sports type of stuff like softball and basketball and things of that nature. So then we try to either form a team of all veterans or mostly veterans in active duty, combine it and get them into a league or get them into a tournament or point them in the right direction where we know that there's pickup games going on, things of that nature. So we just kind of act as that intermediary to be aware of all the things going on in the community, sports, recreation, and wellness-wise. And then when vets come to us, then we know we have a warm referral to send you to John Rayner at San Diego Social Leagues or to the people at Vavi Sports and things like that. And then if they don't have... Where we want to get to eventually, we're not there yet. Of course, this is where the fundraising comes into play. We want to raise enough funds, so we want to remove any barrier for a veteran saying no to participating in any of those types of things. So a lot of things out here, financial, you know, the cost of living is so steep out here that, you know, if you're a veteran and served your 4 years and got out, it's likely that you don't have the $200, $300 to join a league sometimes because you got to put food on the table. You got to buy formula and diapers and all that good stuff. So you'll sacrifice the recreation stuff, although that stuff is what really can help you maintain a stable, your mental health stabilize out. But you'll sacrifice that because a lot of it's about finances. So... We want to raise funds so that we create, you know, like mini grants or scholarships that if a vet wants to join a softball league, let's say, they don't have the means to do it. All they got to do is let us know that they don't have the means to do it. And then we can provide that, you know, that financial assistance so that they can participate in it. And if the vets have ability to pay too, then they can do that as well. So we're not just saying, yeah, free sports for everybody. You know, we're not doing that either. Because a lot of vets kind of turn off by that as well. They're saying, yeah, I don't need the freebie. I can pay for it. What? So we're allowing for that as well.
Well, one of the really interesting things that struck me as you're talking and what I think sounds really great about your idea is you're kind of serving as this connector. And so many times people come in and they say, I'm going to start this organization and it's going to start all over again. And we're going to do, you know, everything that lots of other people are doing. And sometimes the big issue is finding all those resources and finding the person who connect you with this softball league or, you know, these people or, you know, whatever social work. And it seems like you guys are really filling up, like you said, a void there in terms of this is how you can serve people through things that are already there they don't even necessarily know about.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, that's one of the things that's one of our top priorities is to, if you kind of look at it like we're the nucleus of this activity going on in the veterans world, because there's some really cool stuff going on right now. There's veteran groups. They're all usually real small, and they usually fill a niche. So a couple examples are a group called Triple B Adventures, really great group. And what they do is they take veterans out on camping trips. And then they also do service projects and things like that. And then there's groups that do aquatic therapy, equine therapy. There's Patriots Hockey, the guys that do hockey. So there's a bunch of these groups out there doing this really great work. The problem that you just mentioned is a lot of times they aren't aware of each other, what's going on, or vets aren't aware of them. And so we're trying to be at the center of all of that activity. And like you said, to really be a connector for the vets to these various resources out there to them.
I think there's another person we can connect you up. Jessamyn Duke is a former UFC fighter, and now she is a professional gamer. And she, when she was in the UFC, was very involved in going to the Middle East and going to events to entertain the troops. And she said she would be more than ecstatic to help you out if you want to do any kind of gaming tournament or find out about doing any kind of social things, like, you know, do games on Twitch, and then people can be part of the chat room. So say people listening to this say, well, I'd like to donate a bunch of softball equipment, or I am a wrestling coach or whatever, and I'd like to connect up with these guys. How can they contact you?
Best way to do it is, you know, you can do it by email, which is usually the best. Dean@allstarvets.org. My cell phone number, text, cell. I'm open to all the modes of communication, really. My cell phone number, 760-889-9481. And again, text or call anytime. I'll get back to you for sure if I don't answer it immediately. And then the email, dean@allstarvets.org.
We'll be right back.
You know those ads where they say, for less than a cup of coffee, you could? Yeah, this is kind of one of those. For just $1, you can get the first two games of our upcoming Aztec game series. All you have to do is go and back our Kickstarter. 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter. Seriously, $1. Which leaves you plenty of money to still buy that cup of coffee after you've backed our Kickstarter. Then you'll have coffee, our cool games, and our eternal appreciation. It's an awesome trifecta. That's 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter.
Well, thank you very much. Just a reminder, everybody, dean@allstarvets.org. We'll put the link on the website. So if you would like to contact him, offer your support, donations of your time or athletic equipment or your expertise, I'm sure he'd be willing to talk to you. And thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7generationgames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, generationgames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7generationgames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.